Welcome to episode 46 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm stepping back a month or so to a recording I made on my return from this year's Goodwood Revival, an excellent three-day vintage-themed event set within the beautiful West Sussex countryside. As ever, I was under commission from Goodwood, and this episode finds me recounting a somewhat high-pressured situation I found myself in during the awards ceremony earlier that day, one which called for quick thinking and the knowledge that there's always a plan B you can turn to if needed. Now, a quick apology. Clearly, I forgot to turn off my phone before beginning this recording, so you might hear a little bit of interference rearing its ugly head from time to time. That said, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 46. It's about 8:30 in the evening, and I'm driving along a country road. It's pretty dark all around me, apart from the objects, the hedgerows and signs that are being lit by the headlights on my car. Now, those of you who listen regularly will know that, depending upon whether I put this recording out before or after, you'll know that I either have another recording to share with you, or I already have shared a recording from this year's event. So, just to give you an overview, if you didn't hear the other recording, the Goodwood Revival is a motorsport event held every year at Goodwood in West Sussex, here in the UK. The setting is the Goodwood historic racetrack. People like Stirling Moss. If you know your historic motorsport, you will recognise the name Sir Stirling Moss. The vintage era of motorsport, of racing, and the whole of the site around Goodwood Motor Circuit is actually turned into essentially one big, well, what you might call a film set. Everyone is encouraged to wear period costume. The latest that the costume tends to be is, I believe, early 60s, but most people it's sort of the 30s through to 50s. So what you would probably call vintage. Now, what I want to talk about right now is the challenges that, as a photographer, when you find yourself kind of under pressure and you have to get the results, and there is no sort of second take, as it were. There are no excuses. A lot of people often think of wedding photography, but there's an experience from today. This is, as I record this, it's the Sunday. It's the third of 3 days of the event that just made me think about this sort of scenario. Now, my brief has been all sorts, photographing entertainment, bands, dancers, people sort of playing sort of character actors, that sort of thing, photographing motorsport, going around the track, what else have I been, I can't remember, just all sorts of things. There's sort of like a market areas, there's a fun fair, there's all sorts of different things. One of the things that was added to my brief, I found out this morning, actually. I went in as normal, as I do every morning, to the catering area in the press marquee, the press office. And the lady who is essentially in charge said to me, this was actually mid-morning, she said, one of our other photographers has a problem with his lens or something. It's the lens that, because of his setup, is the one lens that he had with him that wouldn't allow him to do a particular type of the photography. That photography was the prize giving at the end of the day, which happens every year. So could I step in and do these pictures? Now, on the surface of it, you think, Okay, not a problem. I'm used to sort of doing prize-giving pictures. It's quite simple. The recipient stands there with the person that's giving out the award, smile to camera, take the shot, and that's it. They walk off and that's it. The prizes at Goodwood Revival are given out on top of an area above the there's a pit lane at the motor circuit, obviously, and on top of there, throughout the weekend, it is hospitality area, sort of passes only, which I have free access to because that area is part of my brief to be able to be able to get there and photograph people enjoying champagne and enjoying the motor racing. But in the evening, after the final race has been complete, and there are several races as well as parades and you know, sort of that sort of thing. Lord March, who it's him who puts he puts on the event. The family, they own the Goodwood estate, and there's the horse racing, there's the motor circuit, there's Goodwood House, which is a stately home. There's all sorts of things. If you've listened to previous recordings I've made at Goodwood, you probably know the backstory. I won't sort of go into it now, but so yeah, Lord March stands there and he's got sort of a PA system, and he thanks everyone for being there, he introduces them and welcomes up the recipients of the awards sort of one at a time, and teams and what have you. So I'm stood there, and I'd done some test shots. Another photographer friend, Paul, happened to be there, and we were having a chat, and I said to him, well, will you stand in this position so I can do some test shots? And for this setup, it's quite close proximity, so I had my Nikon D3 with my tried and tested, one of my favourite lenses, the old 24-85. So pretty wide angle, I could zoom in a little bit if I needed to get closer without having to physically make myself too obvious. Why wouldn't I want to do that? Well, where I was stood, if I turned to my left, there were hundreds and hundreds of people watching. So if I make a bit of an idiot of myself, or if I take too long, if I start fumbling around, if I get in people's way, it's going to look pretty bad for Goodwood, because people know that I, for the sake of this weekend, am an official Goodwood photographer. So you have to do some tests. So I got Paul to stand there and I did some flash tests, and the exposure was coming up to, I think it was f6.3 at ISO 200 or 400, with a little bit of flash just to light the subject, whoever was giving the prizes and who was receiving them. But also, because it was in the evening, the sun was setting off to my right, but of course there was still some really nice orangey pinky colours in the sky, and behind my subjects there was the control tower where the commentators sit to commentate on the races. But that had a load of branding, and the branding was Rolex, the people that make the watches and do the official timings and so forth. Now, I'm just going to slow right down here, going through big puddles. We've had a lot of rain today, as another story. So I did my test shot and it was all okay. Actually had the Playboy bunnies there as well, sort of there in the background, and part of the brief, obviously, Rolex being a sponsor, we need to make sure that their branding is clearly visible in the background, and the Playboy bunnies were stood there beneath the tower. And so they just kind of made up, they just made up a bit of a background. I don't need to elaborate on that. You probably get the idea. And so I did these test shots. They were kind of okay. And I did one more test shot just to try some setting or something. And I haven't used my flash a great deal today. I was walking around with the second body with a flash on it with a 80 to 200 lens on it, and then my D3 with the 24 to 85 had a flash on it ready to go if I needed, for example, if I was shooting into the light or in the shadow, in the shade, usual sort of thing. So had no cause to think that my batteries might need changing. So I'm stood there. I do one final test shot, aware that everything's just about to start, and I look at the back of the flash, and the ready light that lights up when the flash has gone off, it lights up to tell you the next one's ready to go, was taking rather a long time. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Because I'd done my test shots, I didn't have a chance to do any more tests, and I was right there, and there are all these people watching, not to mention the dignitaries and people that were stood all around me. So I got my second flash gun, and for whatever reason, there are only 4 out of the 5 batteries in there that are set to power the flash gun, so I couldn't just switch over. So I just grabbed the 4 batteries out of that one, switched them over, and had to just leave the 5th one in, obviously the flash gun I was using, and it was doing the same thing. And I'm thinking, all it must be is just that, I guess, because it was getting a bit colder, the batteries have been there all day, the weather's been getting cold and hot, and it's all been kind of, you know, you don't have to use the flash all the time for the batteries to get worn down. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Can I get away with it? And I'd done some test shots beforehand, just using the existing light. And I thought, what I want to do is make sure that all of these pictures were going to be consistent, so that they either all had to be lit with flash to balance with the daylight, with setting sun, or they all had to be just using existing light. So I'm suddenly thrown into this situation, and I thought, right, I need to use an aperture at least of f5 or f6.3, something like that, because if I've got two people there and I want the Rolex branding, albeit slightly out of focus, but I want that to be recognisable, visible in the background, I need to have a certain working aperture. So I went with f5 in the end. And then when there are more people, sort of 4 or 5 people, then I switched to something like 6.3 and adjusted accordingly. But I immediately just dumped the flash. I left them obviously attached to the cameras, but I just switched them off and started from scratch, thinking on my feet within, we're talking within about 10 seconds, having to do a couple of test shots and then being ready to go ahead. So in the event, the final pictures were shot at an aperture of about f5 or 6.3. The shutter speed was at that somewhere in the region of 250th to about 400th of a second. So nice and quick in order to freeze any action. People, you know, don't like to stand and, you know, they want to do the presentation and get move on. We didn't have time to repose and move people around. So nice, quick shutter speed. You know, bang, get the shot, move on to the next one. Take the shot, step back, and ready for the next shot. The ISO that I was using was around about 1600. Now, I know I talk about it a lot, but for those of you that don't know, or those that are listening to the podcast maybe for the first time, the D3 is very, very good when it comes to the high ISO levels. There's not a lot of what we call noise or graininess to the pictures. So I had no issue in my mind with setting ISO 2000, because of course, you know, you normally would try and go for the lowest ISO that you can get away with in order to get the finest quality pictures. But in the event, it'll work perfectly. All the pictures, there was one picture to begin with, which is it's a little bit dark, but I can pull that back in Photoshop. I hate to say it, but you know, it's there. I will use it. Bring that back, and that will match all the others. But all the other shots, and I forget how many. You know, it's over 100. I don't know. I was shooting in bursts of two, sort of with about a second or two in between. I shot about four pictures for each presentation because, of course, people look the wrong way or people blink or whatever the reason, someone steps into the background because I couldn't control all the people that were stood around watching on this platform area in the background. So about four shots per presentation, and yawning, it's been a long weekend. So the pictures, they all balance up, really nice set, and I know that actually I won't need to do hardly anything to those, just make sure that the branding is nice and recognisable in the background. And they're Goodwood are going to get this nice set of presentation pictures. Rolex, for example, being one of the main sponsors, and then there was also an award which was, I believe, in partnership with UBS. They are going to want those pictures to put in their, I don't know, annual reports, press releases, maybe on their websites, I don't know. That's the sort of thing. Yawning, very unprofessional. That's the sort of pressure that sometimes you face. You have all day you have all day to think ahead to these pictures and be ready. And even, I mean, I've had situations where I've gone to do some flash lit shots, and a lot of you will know that I use rechargeable batteries, far more economical, better for the environment, and they work very, very well. AA batteries in the Nikon Speedlights. In the past, I've loaded up fresh sets of batteries, gone to do the first shot, you know, a couple of test shots, and the batteries appear to be duff. And this is even if they've been charged up a few hours before. It's just the way it happens. You just have to prepare for it. So having had all day to think about these shots and prepare, I find myself in a situation where I'm thinking on my feet. That was an interesting end to what has been an excellent weekend. I've had a really good time. I always do. We've had a mixture of weather. I've had beautiful sunshine, a bit too contrasty at times. We've had pouring rain. But I've got a fantastic selection of imagery, which I know Goodwood are going to be very happy with. And just these presentation shots were, the requirement for me to do them was unexpected. Happy to do it, extends the brief. Really good. So kept me on my feet right up until the very last minute, but I'm nearly home now. So I reckon once I've got my kit unloaded, I'm just going to sit down. Of course, I've got to back everything up, and then I'm just going to sit down and have what I think is a very well-deserved cup of tea.
It's always interesting when you get thrown into situations like that, and it just goes to highlight the importance of knowing both exactly how your kit works and how to adjust your technique at a split second's notice as a situation calls for it. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. And of course you can check out at TheActiveTog for the latest news, web links, hints and tips. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheActivePhotographer. Or of course you can send me a good old fashioned email, giles@TheActivePhotographer.com. So thanks for listening everyone, take care, have a great week, and I'll speak to you all very soon.
member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.